The mysterious disappearance of the crew of the Flannan Isles Lighthouse in 1900 is one of Britain's most chilling unsolved mysteries. The lighthouse, located on Elam Moor, one of the Flannan Isles off the west coast of Scotland, was manned by three experienced keepers: Thomas Marshall, James Ducat, and Darnold MacArthur. Elam Moor is the largest of the Flannan Isles, named after St. Flannan, a 6th century Irish bishop who later became a saint. The lighthouse, completed in 1899, played a critical role in guiding ships through the hazardous waters. On December 26, 1900, the lighthouse supply ship Hesperus, captained by James Harvey, arrived for a routine visit. The ship was delayed by bad weather and had intentionally been scheduled to arrive December 20th. The crew expected the usual exchange of personnel and supplies, but there were no welcoming signals from the shore. Joseph Moore, the relief keeper, went ashore and found the lighthouse eerily deserted. Inside, he discovered signs of a sudden and unexplained departure, meals left uneaten, an overturned chair, even a stopped clock. The log entries ended abruptly December 15th, describing a severe storm, which had not been reported in the surrounding areas, and increasing unease among the keepers. Despite extensive searches and investigations, no trace of the men was ever found. Several theories have been proposed to explain their disappearance, one leading theory suggesting a rogue wave swept the men away while they were attempting to secure equipment during a storm. This theory is supported by evidence of damage to the west landing and ropes scattered about, indicating that the keepers might have been caught off guard by a giant rogue wave. Another theory proposes that a sudden quarrel among the keepers led to violence, but there was no evidence of a struggle or bloodshed. Theories of supernatural intervention also emerged, inspired the isolated and often stormy location of the lighthouse. Some accounts even suggest the presence of a sea monster or otherworldly forces, though these remain speculative and without proof. The official investigation led by the Northern Lighthouse Board concluded that the men likely died due to accidental circumstances related to severe weather. That final log entry, December 15th, mentioned strong winds and that the keepers were praying, which was unusual and indicative of their distress. Records showed that Marshall had previously been fined for improper maintenance of lighthouse equipment, indicating a heightened sense of responsibility and possibly panic during adverse conditions. The disappearance of Flannan Isles lighthouse keepers has inspired numerous cultural references, including Wilfred Wilson Gibson's poem, Flannan Isle, and has remained a mystery this entire time. These are Interesting Things with JC.